The feared ants, unit 7, we finished it, huh?
Yes.
Read it, Mr. Khodai. Please read unit 7, the feared ants.
The feared ants. There are many kinds of ants in Africa. One kind is feared more than the other.
Feared more than the others.
Feared more than the others. It is the driver ant. These ants move in large groups. They eat all the
creatures
in the path. They have been known to kill and eat elephants. When the ants come near, people leave their homes. But they are sometimes close after the ants pass through. No insects or snakes are left.
Thank you. What is a snake, Mr. Olyai? Yeah. Kind, Ms. Najaflu. What's the meaning of kind? Huh? Sort, type. Fear. To be afraid. These ants move in large groups. What is large groups? A large number. They eat all the creatures in their path. What is creature? Creature. Yes, all the things which are created by God. Path, what is path?
Way.
When these ants come near, people leave their homes. Leave. Go out. But they are glad after the ants pass through. Glad. Pass through. Yes, to pass through something, to pass through the jungle, to go. So, how many kinds of ants are there in Africa? How many kinds of ants are in Africa? There are many kinds of ants in Africa. Where are there many kinds of ants? In Africa. What kind of ant is feared more than the other kinds? Driver ant. How do these driver ants move, Mr. Hosseini? How do these ants move? Mr. Hosseini. How do these ants move? Do they move one by one? They move in large groups. They have been known to kill and eat what? They have been known to kill and eat what? Elephants. What do people do when these ants come near? They leave their homes. When these ants pass through, how do people sometimes feel? They feel glad. Why? Why do they feel glad after the ants pass through? Because they eat all the creatures in their path. They eat all the insects, they eat all the snakes. Thank you very much. ببینید فارسی میگم که سوء تفاهمی نشه. آیون این قسمت هایی که میگیم حفظ بکنید به دلیل این است که شما در بخصوص در مورد ریدینگ یک کامپریهنشن ازتون پرسیده میشه، یعنی در ریدینگی داده میشه یا پسیج قسمتی از ریدینگ داده میشه، شما باید در مورد اون چند تا سوال هست جواب بدید. اون آقایونی که اینها رو حفظ کردند میتونن خیلی سریع از عهده این کار بر بیان. حالا کار ندارم که اون آقایونی که اینها رو حفظ کردند در آتیه و در موقعیت‌های خارج از این کلاس و امتحان هم میتونن چیکار بکنن. ببینید اون کلاس گفتم ما روش آموزش نیرو هوایی رو که نگاه بکنید یه تعداد دیالوگ، یه تعداد ریدینگ، هر کدوم هر یونیتش که نگاه کنین از بوک 1100 که اولین کتابه تا بوک 2400 یا بوک 8 جدید، همه اینا یه دیالوگ، یه دونه ریدینگ. دیالوگ برای چی حفظ میشه؟ به این دلیل که موقعیت‌های مختلف رو به شما در سلمونی، در فرودگاه، در مغازه در سوپرمارکت، در دراگ استور، در مغازه لباسشویی، در اداره پست، در بانک شما رو در موقعیت‌های تصوری قرار میده و شما اون دیالوگا رو حفظ می‌کنید. بلا استثناء حفظ میشن. و بعد از اینا اگر 30% هم شما یادتون بمونه میتونید گلیم خودتون رو از آب بکشید. از همون مقوله است انجام این تکالیف. متاسفانه من میبینم که یه از آقایون اینها رو انجام نمیدن، یا اگرم انجام میدن به خصوص در مورد گرامر اینو یه مقداری سرهمبندی میکنن. ببینید بین این ورقه و مثلا ورقه‌ای که حالا اینجا خوشبختانه نداریم، تو این چیزایی که دیروز به من داده بودن من نگاه میکردم، ورقه‌ای که مثلا اینقدر یه صفحه نوشته شده و اونم بدخط و با عجله و اینا، خیلی فرق هست. صرف نظر از این که از نظر من رو کار شما تأثیر میذاره، خود اون شخص هم بستگی این داره که چقدر این ذهن رو صرف اصطلاح استفاده از اون وقت و به کار بردن اون قضیه کرده باشه. از رو همین خط معلوم میشه که اون شخص مثلا ندید خط کسی رو که نگاه میکنی میتونی حدس بزنی که چقدر درسته این مطالب. اینی که خواهش بکنم یه مقدار توجه بیشتری بکنین از نظر این که الان به خصوص تو گرامرها اشتباه شما رو ما فرصتی داریم که اون زیر تصحیح بکنیم. اگر که این فرصت رو شما از خودتون بگیرید، نه من و از من در واقع بگیرید، نه من میتونم ضعف شما رو بفهمم نه خود شما متوجه میشید، بعد دیگه یه موقعی چیز هست که دیگه خیلی دیره. یعنی این اشتباه رو که الان اگر انجام بشه تصحیح میشه و به پای شما هم نوشته نمیشه، اون موقع به قیمت دوباره خوندن با این عمرا و با این گرفتاری ها و با این مزیقه های مختلفی که هست خیلی حیفه که آنها بخواه اصلا این درس رو دوباره بخونه. چی هست اصلا که به هر حال یه مقدار خواهش میکنم بیشتر توجه بکنید. الان ببینید اون کلاس چقدر اینجا ورقه هست، از 3 برابر اینه. شما یا تعداد زیادتون غایبن از اینایی هم که هستن، این تعداد ورقه با تعداد حاضران نمیخونه. خلاصه خب، let's turn to page 8. Now we are going to talk about pottery. Are you ready? Listen. Did we finish the first paragraph?
Yes.
So I should start from the second paragraph. From pottery we can learn, huh? Okay. What is the meaning of drop? What is the meaning of drop? No. English.
Let
something fall. Drop a cup or plate. What is cup? A cup of tea. We drink tea in a cup. What is plate? What do we use a plate for? Yes. It breaks into bits. What is break? The same as shatter. Into bits. What is bit? A small pieces. Pottery is baked clay. A synonym for clay. Mud. It easily breaks. What is the meaning of break here? Pottery easily breaks. Break, the same as shatter. But what is the meaning of easily? Easily.
Fast.
Fast, readily. But time will not make it decay. What is decay? Rot. Iron rusts. What is rust? Corrode. If you take your pecan to Chalus, it corrodes, it rusts. Cloth rots. What is cloth? Okay. Cloth rots. Cloth.
Cloth.
You see, my coat is made of cloth. My shirt is made of cloth. His overcoat is made of cloth. No. You go to the shop and you say, give me 2 meters of this kind of cloth. And you take it to the tailor to make a
shirt.
Yes. Cloth, not clothes. Cloth. My coat is my clothes. My shirt is my clothes. But cloth. Cloth. Material. Or fabric. You say the material of my coat is good. The fabric of my coat is good. Fabric or material. Cloth is fabric or material. The cloth rots. Rot. Rot, the same as decay, go bad or spoil. Yes. Rot. It is a verb. Yes. But pottery keeps its shape and color.
Shape.
The same as form. You see, this is the shape or the form of a cup. This is the shape or the form of a jog. This is the shape or form of a table. Shape or form.
Shape.
It keeps its shape. Keep. For example, I am keeping the chalk in my right hand. Now it is on the table. I am keeping it. To keep, the same as to hold, to preserve. Preserve, the same as conserve. In Farsi we say conserve. Yes. Keep. Preserve. Yes, better. Yes. No. It's the same as preserve. Conserve, the same as preserve, means to keep in a can for later use. Keeps its shape and color. Color. Yellow is a color, blue is a color. It is in coniform. ما چه خلافی عرض کردیم؟ I said yellow is a color, blue is a color. Okay, please repeat after me. Pottery. Drop a cup or a plate. Read it, Mr. Raimi.
Drop a cup or a plate.
Okay. It breaks
into bits.
It breaks into bits. Mr. Calhoun, does it break into bits? Read it.
It breaks into bits.
It does not break into bits, does it? Yes, it does. Read it.
It breaks into bits.
Does it break into bits or does it break into large pieces?
It breaks into
bits. When does the... All of you can answer this question. When does a cup or plate break into bits? If you drop it, it will, yes. Yes. Please repeat after me. Pottery is baked clay. Is pottery baked clay? Mr. Coffee, pottery is not baked clay, is it?
Yes. Pottery is baked clay.
Mr. Oliai, is pottery baked clay or baked bread?
It is baked clay.
Read it.
It
Yes, what is pottery? What is pottery? Please repeat after me. It easily breaks.
It easily breaks.
Mr. Hosseini. Mr. Baboy, does it easily break?
Yes, sir.
Read it.
It easily breaks.
It does not easily break, does it?
Yes.
Yes, it is?
Yes, it does. It does.
Ah, read it.
It easily breaks.
Does it easily break or it is difficult to break it? It easily breaks. Read it. No, no, the sentence I asked.
It easily breaks.
How does it break? How does it break? No, no. How? Chetur. Easily. Read it.
But
time
will not make it
decay.
But time will not make it decay.
Read it, Mr. Calhoun.
But time will not make it decay.
Will time make it decay? No, read it.
But time will not make it decay.
Mr. Khajui, time will make it decay, won't it?
Yes.
No.
No. No,
no, it won't.
But time will not be
decay.
Decay.
Yes.
اما
زمان یا مرور زمان باعث پوسیدن اون نخواهد شد، موجب خراب شدن اون نخواهد شد. What will not make it decay? What will not make it decay? Time, really.
But time will not make it decay.
Okay. Iron rusts.
Iron rusts.
Read it, Mr.
Iron rusts.
Yes, Mr. Shirkhani, does iron rust?
Iron rust.
Mr. Coffey, iron does not rust, does it? Does iron or aluminum rust? Iron rust. What rusts, Mr. Hosseini? What rusts? Aluminum, iron, or wood?
Iron.
Read it. Read it. Cloth rusts. Cloth rots. Read it, Mr. Does cloth rot? Yes, it does. Cloth does not rot, does it?
Does cloth or iron rust?
Cloth. Cloth
rusts. What rusts? What rots? Cloth. Yeah. But pottery keeps its shape and color. But pottery keeps its shape and color.
But pottery keeps its shape and color.
Mr. Khudai, does pottery keep its shape and color?
Yes, it does. Class watch, but pottery keeps its shape and color.
Pottery does not keep its shape and color, Mr. Khajui, does it?
Yes,
it does.
But pottery keeps its shape and color.
Shape or shape?
Shape.
Shape. Shape. You go by ship from Tehran, from Bandar Abbas to Abu Dhabi. By ship. So, does pottery keep its shape or pecan keeps its shape?
Pottery keeps its shape. But pottery keeps its shape and color.
What keeps its shape and color? Thank you very much. Read the paragraph, Mr. Shirkhani. Paragraph.
Pottery. Throw a cup or plate, it breaks into bits. Pottery is baked clay. It is easily break, but time will not make it decay. Iron rust.
Iron.
Iron rust. Cloth rust. Cloth rust, but pottery keeps its shape and color.
Thank you very much. Read it again, Mr. Babayi.
Take the cup or the plate. It breaks into
bits.
Pottery is beige clay. It easily
breaks.
But then we must make it. Iron rust, cloth rust, but pottery keeps its shape and color.
Okay. Now you ask a question about this paragraph. Can you ask a question from your friends about the first sentence, about the second sentence, because the first sentence is an imperative sentence. It's not easy to ask a question, or it's not possible, maybe. Ask a question about the second sentence, it breaks into pieces. Ask about a question about that sentence from your friends. Change it into question. Huh? نه. مثل اینکه حفظ کردین اومدین اینجا از دوستاتون یه سوالی در مورد این جمله بکنید. Can you
What is product?
Pottery.
What is pottery? Okay. Who are you asking? Mr. Oliyai. What is pottery?
It is baked
clay. Okay. Another question.
What is
sheep? Shape?
Shape.
Oh, who are you asking? از کی داری میپرسی؟ اسمشو بگین دیگه. Mr. Coffee is asking you, what is shape? Shape is form. Form of something. What substance rusts, Mr. Hussein? What substance rusts? Madde. Iron rust. Che madde? What metal rusts? Iron rust. What kind of material rusts?
Cloth.
What keeps its shape and color?
Pottery.
Pottery. Okay, listen. From pottery, we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. In buried towns and rubbish dumps, we find the rots, the pots they threw away. Old jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past. How clever or simple people were, what they ate and drank. From pottery, we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. From pottery, from the English book, we can learn a lot of English words. From pottery, we can learn. Do you know what is the meaning of learn? Yes. From pottery, we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. From this book, we can learn a lot of new words. From the grammar book, we can learn the English grammar. From pottery, we cannot learn mathematics. We cannot learn electronics. We can learn a lot about
words,
about people who lived long ago. From pottery, we can learn a lot. What is the meaning of a lot? A lot. A great deal. I have a lot of books means I have many books. A lot means a great deal. A lot, a great deal. Deal, yes. D-E. Yes. What happened to my chalk? Rampa. Great means big. Deal amount. A great deal.
about people who lived long ago. In buried towns and rubbish dumps, bury. To bury or to enter means to put under the ground. For example, if a person dies in a hospital, an ambulance takes that person to Behesht Zahra or Behesht Masume. And there, after he is washed, he is buried under the ground. To bury or to enter. Past tense. In buried towns and rubbish dumps.
Rubbish.
When you don't need something that is rubbish, you throw it away. For example, you have an apple. You peel the skin of the apple, you eat the apple, and the rest is the rubbish. You throw it away. Rubbish or waste. Rubbish. Or garbage. Yes. Garbage or refuse. This refuse is taken from the French language. Refusé means refused. A person who has not been accepted. Something you do not need. Refuse or Dump. You see the dustman, the person who sweeps the streets every morning. You put the garbage in a bag, outside your home. This dustman comes and takes the bag and puts into a vanit, and the vanit takes all these garbage bags
to a place outside the city. Outside the town or city, they are thrown on a piece of land. That place is called a garbage or a rubbish dump, or excuse me, dump. A rubbish dump, a place where they put all the refuse, all the garbage. Yes, yes. Rubbish dump. We find the pots they threw away. Pot. You can have different models of pots. Yes, pot. And this is the lid for the pot. From the pots they threw away. Threw away.
Threw away.
Threw away.
Throw away.
Throw away.
Throw away.
Throw away.
Throw away.
You see, I throw a stone like this. Huh? Or I throw away. I don't want it. I throw it away. I don't need it. It is a garbage. I throw it away. Past tense of throw away is to, he threw it away yesterday. He threw it away. Throw away. Throw. Past tense is threw. Past participle is thrown. Threw, thrown. Throw away or dispose. And we say this cup is disposable. Mr. Calhoun, you buy a cup, a paper cup, or a plate which is made of paper. You eat your dinner and you throw it away. We say this plate is disposable. You use it only one time and you throw it away. Yes, disposable. انداختن پرتاب کردن throw away دور انداختن. All jars and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past. Jug. This is a jug. Plural jugs. A student to students, one jug. Jar, you had it before. It is a glass like this, for example. A glass is jar, or this is a jar. But the one which has handles here is called a jug. دستگیره دسته هم هنده دم همونه جا کوزه دارای دسته. And jars tell us the story of the daily life in the past. A story. The story of Rostam and Sohrab. The story of Bijan and Manijeh. The story of Yusuf and Zuleikha. The story of the daily life in the past. Daily.
Daily.
We say Kayhan, Abrar, Ettelaat and Resalat are daily newspapers. They come out every day. Javanan and Zaneruz are weekly newspapers or magazines is better. Yes, daily. Yes. They tell us about the daily lives of the people in the past. We know how they cooked, for example. Did they cook their chelo kebab in a pot like this or in a pot like this? If they wanted to have some fried chicken, Kentucky fried chicken, did they prepare it in this kind of pot or in this kind of pot? John? ظرف یا کوزه دهانگشاد. جار نه ظرف دهانگشاد. تلاس میگوید به ما. تانز و رابیش دامس. Tell us the story of daily life in the past. How clever or simple the people were. Clever.
Clever.
This Ali, this small Ali, he is a clever student. Every day he goes to a school and gets a good mark. But that student is not clever. Clever the same as smart, intelligent, sharp. How clever or simple they were. Simple.
Simple.
Simple. I said this exercise is very simple. And the people who live in a village, the people in Ziyaran, they are very simple. They are not as clever as the people who live in the towns and cities. Simple. No, for the people. Not clever. No, not clever. Yes. Simple means not clever. What they ate and drank. What they ate and drank. Last night, he ate a sandwich. Last night, he drank a Coca-Cola. Drank, past tense of drink. And ate, past tense of eat. Any question? Simple. Drink, yes. Any question? Don't you have any questions? At. اون کلاس هم همینو گفتن، ما گفتیم که نه، اتفاقا اون شخصی هم که اینو گفته بود همین معنی ترو رو پرسیده بود. ما یه 7-8 تا جمله گفتیم تا بهشون بالاخره متوجه شد که ترو گذشته یه تروه. عرضم به حضورتون که بحث بر سر همینه که شما این مطالب رو به انگلیسی یاد بگیرین و الله بهشون هم عرض کردم. خب حالا ببینید، من میتونستم خیلی راحت تا شما گفتید ترو چی بگم گذشته ای ترو.
اما سوال در از اول من جنابایی بود اصلا برای
سریف ترو برای خیلی خوب میشه drop a cup or a plate، یه دونه بشقاب یا فنجون بندازید. It breaks into bits، میشکنه به قطعات کوچیک تبدیل میشه. Pottery is baked clay، سفال گل پخته است. It easily breaks، به سادگی میشکنه. But time will not make it decay، اما زمان یا مرور زمان باعث فساد یا خرابی او نخواهد شد. Iron rusts، آهن زنگ میزنه. Cloth rots، پارچه میپوسه. But pottery keeps its shape and color، اما سفال شکل و رنگ خودش رو حفظ میکنه. From pottery we can learn، از سفال میتونیم یاد بگیریم. A lot about people who lived long ago، مقدار زیادی، a lot، مقدار زیادی. About people who lived long ago، در مورد مردمانی که زندگی می کردند. Long ago، مدت ها پیش. In buried towns and rubbish dumps, در شهرهای مدفون and rubbish dumps و تلهای زباله, we find the pots, پیدا میکنیم دیگهای رو, they threw away, که اونها دور انداختند. Old jugs and jars, کوزه ها و ظرف های دهان گشاده قدیمی, tell us, به ما میگن the story of, داستان daily life in the past, زندگی روزمره در گذشته را. How clever, چقدر زرنگ, or simple, یا ساده, people were, مردم بودند. مردم چقدر ساده یا زرنگ بودند. What they ate and drank, چی میخوردند, چی مینوشیدند. اگر فرض کنید از این دستگاه های جوجه سرخ کن مربوط به دوره ایلامی پیدا بکنین یا مربوط به عصر حجر, متوجه میشید که در عصر حجر هم دستگاه جوجه سرخ کن سنگی بوده. اگه پیدا نکردیم میفهمیم که نه با اون موقع هنوز اون کلنل کنتاکی پیدا نشده. کلنل چی بود اسمش؟ اون سرهنگه کلنل نمیم چی بوده که این روش سرخ کردن جوجه رو اختراع کرده. اون موقع هنوز نبوده. خلاصه کلنل ساندرس یه همچین اسمی داشت. اوکی, if you are ready please repeat after me. From pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. From pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. Mr. Khodai.
From pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago.
Can we learn a lot about the people who lived long ago from pottery?
Yes, sir.
Read it.
From pottery we can learn about people who lived long ago.
We cannot learn a lot about the people who lived long ago from pottery, can we? Can we learn a lot about the people who lived long ago or a short time ago?
Long ago.
Really?
From pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago.
Who lived long ago?
Who lived.
What can we learn from pottery? Mr. Khaji, about the people
only long ago. We can learn, but from pottery we can learn a lot about people only long ago.
Yes, from pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. From what? From what can we learn a lot? From pottery. Read it.
From pottery we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago.
In buried towns
and rubbish dumps
We find
the pots
they threw away.
In
buried towns and rubbish dumps, we find the pots they threw away.
In
Okay, read it. Whose turn was it?
Buried.
Do we find the parts they threw away in the buried towns?
In buried towns and rubbish dumps, we find the pots.
We do not find the pots they threw away in buried towns, do we?
In buried towns and rubbish dumps, we find the food
pots. Do we find the pots they threw away or the paycons they threw away in the buried towns and rubbish dumps? The pots. Read it. Yes.
In buried towns and rubbish dumps, we can tell pots they
What do we find in buried towns and rubbish dumps? What do we find in buried towns and rubbish dumps? What do we find? The pot, because it's kuja oman. What do we find?
The
pots they threw away. Mr. Hosseini, where do we find the pots they threw away? Where do we find the pots they threw away? In buried towns and rubbish dumps. Old jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past. Old jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past. Okay, read it. Old jugs and jars do not tell us the story of daily lives in the past, do they?
Yes, they do. Old jugs and jars tell us the story of daily lives in the past.
Do old jugs and jars or new jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past? Read it.
Old jars and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past.
What do old jars and jugs tell us? What kind of a story do they tell us?
The story of daily life.
Yeah.
Four jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past.
How clever,
how clever
or simple,
or simple
people were. What they ate,
what they ate
and drank.
Drank.
How clever or simple people were, what they ate and drank.
How clever or simple people were, what they ate and drank.
How clever or simple people were, what they ate and drank.
Read the paragraph, Mr. Khodai.
From Padre, we can learn a lot about people who lived long ago. In Berry Town and British and rubbish dumps, we found the pots they threw away. Old jugs and jars tell us the story of daily life in the past. How clever our simple people were, what they ate and drank.
Read it once more. No, second paragraph. Now, Mr. Husseini, from what can we learn a lot about the people who lived long ago? From what can we learn a lot about people who lived long ago? From their paycons, from their homes, from pottery. Where can you find the pots they threw away? Where can you find the pots they threw away? In buried towns and rubbish dumps. What tells us the story of people who lived in the past?
Old jugs and jars.
Old jugs and jars. What do these old jars and jugs tell us? What do they tell us?
The story.
The story and also another thing. What is the other thing they tell us? How clever. They tell us how clever.
Where?
Okay, thank you very much. Now, who wants to read the whole reading? Mr. Coffey, read it once more, pottery, from the beginning. Whole reading, all of it.
Pottery, draw the cup of bread. It breaks into bits. Pottery is baked clay. It isn't bricks. What time would not make it will not make it decay. Iron rust.
Iron.
Iron rust. Glass rocks. But pottery keeps its shape and color. From pottery we can
learn a lot about people who lived long ago. In their towns and rubbish towns, we find the paths, the true away.
True away.
True away. Both George and George tell us the story of daily life in the past. How clever
what they eat and drink. What they eat and drink. Okay. Start doing the exercise. Number one.
What is made up of house, big day, place, B. Day.
Yes. Factory is made of baked clay. ببینید من صریح بهتون میگم چیزه، شما اگه میخواین یه کار دیگه بکنیم، اکراه دارم درس جدید بهتون بدم، برای اینکه همین الانم نصف درس باز بودن، شما از اونها جلوتر هستید. ما هر روز، هر هفته، حالا اکراه نمیم، هر هفته این داستان تکرار بشه، ما سعی میکنیم با شما کنتر کار بکنیم، با اونها سریعتر و نمیشه، برای اینکه باز امروز من 8:30 رسیدم اینجا. متاسفانه این مسائلی پیش میاد که آقایون دیگه باید بیان، یا راننده بعضی موقع گرفتاری مسئله پیدا میکنه. حالا کاری نداره، من اگه بخوام، منتها این عدم تعادل حفظ میشه از این لحاظه. حالا میخوام یه کار نه، همتون یه امتحان باید بدین شما.
استاد میخواد تمرینای گذشته رو
آره من پرسش میکنم در مورد درسای گذشته. What is pass out? Pass out.
Yeah.
Leak. In English you should say. برای که این سوالی که از شما میکنن این همینو باید بنویسید. Pass out رو باید به انگلیسی بنویسید. اونجا که فارسی پذیرفته نیست که. به انگلیسی خوندید، به انگلیسی هم باید جواب بدید. Remain. Remain. That is remember. Remain. Stay. باقی موندن. Left. گفتین من البته remain رو این چون سینانیمی براش نبوده برداشته این رو نوشته و الا همچین درستی هم نیست، درستی نیست، این درست نیست. اون تا خوب دیگه. What is hold? Not cold, hold. I am not saying cold. That is whole. Hold the same as keep, contain. نگه داشتن، شامل بودن و همین زودی فراموش شد. What is a flower or a tree? A flower, is it a car? A plant. To look at, what is look at? See. In case you have a question, you can ask your teacher. In case you have a question, you can ask your teacher. If. Kissed.
opposite of put on. Opposite of put on, opposite of wear. Take off. An opposite for safe. An opposite for safe is dangerous. An opposite for slowly. Fast. Opposite for best. Worst. This is the superlative adjective. صفت عالیه. پس متضادش هم باید عالی باشه. Nearly. Almost. تقریباً. Almost like a shoe, nearly like a shoe. Seem. What is the matter? You seem tired today. Seem. Look. به نظر رسیدن. The green part on the trees. The green part on the trees. What is it? Leaves. قسمت سبز روی درخت ها اسمش چیه؟ A very young child. Baby. Ants are very hard working animal. A synonym for hard working. Hard working is busy. Who protects the nest? Who protects the nest? Soldier ant. What is the place in which animals live? Animal make a place to live in. What is the name of that place? Nest. Babysitter ant. Who is he? Is a kind of she is a nurse. What is a woman who takes care of the house, who cleans the house? Maid. A jar made of glass lasts. Last. Last. What is to last? To continue to be دوام آوردن. تقریبا می‌بینین 80% موضوع به کلی فراموش شده.
close. نمیدونم این چه اشتباهیه که حلم نمیشه تو ایران. عرض میکنم همین این شاگردی میگفتش که امتحان دادم زبان و خوشبختانه خوب شد امتحانم. گفتم آخه مسئله برای من فقط همینه که یعنی الان امروز که از اون امتحان گذشته شما دیگه با این زبان کاری نداری تا با امتحان بعد. گفتم اگه اینطوری باشه پس ما چرا در این سن هر روزی هم که هر فرصتی که دست رو بیاد ما همچنین علاقه ای به فلان مجله خارجی نداریم. ما در واقع اگر وقت بکنیم، حالا که اون وقت هم اگر اونو میخونیم به خاطر این تمرین و تکراره که یادمون نره. اصلا حالا شما نه اینکه این لغتایی رو که الان بلدین، موضوع اینه که لحظه به لحظه تو این دنیایی که ما زندگی میکنیم لغت جدید ایجاد میشه. یعنی با هر اختراع جدید لغت جدیدی هم هرچی همون فرهنگ پویاتر باشه لغت های جدید اونا بشه میگن کوین کردن، مثل سکی که ضرب میزنی فرهنگ هم، لغت هم کوین میکنن، ضرب میزنن میاد بیرون. گفتم تو اون کلاس اون ناو ناویزمو بهتون گفتم، ناو یعنی حالا، بعد ایزم هم که میدونیم پسوند اسمیه ولی مکتب و اینا، مثل آیدیالیزم ایدالیزم، ریالیزم واقعگرایی، مثلا سوشالیزم سوسیالیزم. حالا یه عده‌ای تو آمریکا هستن این سال هاست که اینجور شده که فقط میخوان که مسئله امروز حل بشه، حالا فردا این چه گرفتاری ایجاد خواهد کرد برای دولت بعدی مهم نیست. مثل مثلا کارهایی که ریگان کرد برای اینکه مثلا جنگ سرد رو ببره، وضع مالی آمریکا رو چنین و چنان بکنه، اما غافل از اینکه این کارهایی که این داره میکنه چه بار مالی برای مملکتش ایجاد میکنه و حالا اینا دچار رکود اقتصادی شده. این رو تو به اصطلاح فرهنگ سیاسی آمریکا این اصطلاح مد شده بود، ناویزم. ناویزم یعنی طرفدار همین حالا حالا، کسی که فقط به آن فکر میکنه و کاری نداره که فردا چه خواهد شد. حالا این لغت ها تو هیچ دیکشنری شما ناویزم رو اصلا پیدا نمیکنی، ولی میبینی بعد از یه مدتی بعضی از اینا جا میفته و لغت میشه. پس به این علت شما بایستی که یه مقدار حواستون جمع باشه. happy is synonym for happy. glad. a narrow way in the jungle. ببندین دیگه